time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. This is Trevor Hall, and today is Thursday, April 25th. Wednesday was a largely uneventful day in the precious metal sector. Gold oscillated overnight and throughout the day between 2,346 and 2,326. So it settled at 2,328 in the afternoon Globex session. That was down $5 from Tuesday. Silver similarly was range-bound after a rally up to $27.48 by midnight. Poor man's gold traded between $27.10 and $27.40, settling at $27.18. That was down 16 cents from the previous day. The trading action in the mining stocks was a total snoozer. The ARK Gold Bugs Index closed down slightly, while the GDX closed slightly in the plus side. The Mining Stock Journal commented that the precious metals sector continues to work off the overbought condition created by the big rally between late February and mid-April. It added that while impossible to predict how far the sector might pull back, the newsletter welcomes this pullback as a setup for another big move higher. We'll get to the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Vizsla Silver. Vizsla Silver is focused on becoming one of the largest single-asset silver producers through the exploration and development of its 100% owned Panuco Capala Silver Gold District in Sinaloa, Mexico. The company consolidated this historic district in 2019 and has now completed over 325,000 meters of drilling. The company has the world's largest undeveloped high-grade silver resource, and you can learn more about that at VisaSilverCorp.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Nucor Gold published its updated preliminary economic assessment for the company's Enchi Gold project in Ghana. The PEA incorporated an updated costing as well as development work completed on the project since 2021, including a larger mineral resource estimate completed last year. That's a significant amount of bench scale and bulk sample metallurgical test work, and an updated environmental and social baseline study were included as well. At a gold price of $1,850 per ounce, Enchi hosts $586 million in pre-tax net present value at a 5% discount rate and a 77% pre-tax internal rate of return. Its initial capital costs are estimated to be $106 million with a payback period of 1.6 years. The project looks at a technically straightforward open pit heap leach operation with average annual gold production of over 121,000 ounces each year. Nucor Gold trades on the venture with NCAU and on the OTCQX with NCAUF. And sticking with Africa, Orezone Gold provided drill results from its Bombore gold mine, located in central Burkina Faso. The results are part of Orezone's ongoing infill and advanced grade control programs, which was designed to further delineate multiple high-grade structures within the P8-P9 zone. Results today included 18.4 grams per ton gold, over 8 meters, 11.9 grams per ton, over 4 meters, and 33.49 grams per ton gold over 2 meters. Orezone Gold trades on the TSX with ORE and on the OTCQX with ORZCF. Kodiak Copper reported a new copper porphyry discovery at the 1516 zone located on the southern portion of its MPD copper gold porphyry project in southern British Columbia. This new 1516 zone is interpreted to be part of a larger, multi-centered, 4.5 square kilometer porphyry system that also hosts the south, mid, and adit zones based on drill core chemistry and historic copper in soils. It is twice the strike length of Kodiak's first discovery at the gate zone. This discovery hole returned 0.12% copper equivalent over 258 meters within a broader zone of 0.09% copper equivalent over 525 meters. The company says the first hole into the 1516 discovery are interpreted to be within a lower grade shell, and follow-up drilling is warranted to test the higher grade zones within this large target. Kodiak Copper trades on the Venture with KDK and on the OTCQB with KDKCF. Brunswick Exploration reported the first assays from the Mirage winter drilling campaign, where it drilled an additional 35 holes. The Mirage project is located in the Itchy-James Bay region of Quebec, approximately 40 kilometers south from the Trans-Taiga Road. The winter drill program focused on the central zone and has continued to intersect multiple wide, well-mineralized intervals on the MR6 dike in its vicinity, where it remains open in all directions. Today's results included 58.1 meters of 1.59% Li2O and 31.6 meters of 1.71%. Brunswick Exploration trades on the Venture with BRW and on the OTCQB with BRWXF. Snowline Gold is consolidating the Einerson project. It is gaining 100% ownership of this project through the purchase of a privately held 30% interest in just over 3,000 minerals claims. Einerson includes the company's Jupiter discovery, which saw drill results of 13.2 grams per ton gold over 6.5 meters and 9.67 grams per ton over 38.7 meters. Einerson hosts multiple untested kilometer-scale gold targets defined by prospecting and surface geochemistry. It sits immediately to the north of its contiguous and is contiguous with Snow Lion's Rogue project, which hosts the company's flagship Valley discovery. Snow Lion says their primary focus remains on the expansion and advancement of Valley. They trade on the Venture with SGD and on the OTCQB with SNWGF. And big news shaking the mining world last night and this morning, big producer and M&A news. It has been reported that BHP has proposed a $39 billion takeover of Anglo American that would bring the two companies together as one of the industry's largest. BHP says it has offered 0.7097 BHP shares for each Anglo share as it looks to expand its copper portfolio. The deal would put BHP at the top of the leaderboard in regards to copper producers. And that $39 billion in this sector certainly seems like a lot, but last night Meta lost $200 billion in value after it published its earnings. That happened in a matter of moments, it seemed like. So $39 billion is quite a bit for a miner, and not so much in tech world. All right, that's a wrap here this morning. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by your friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Busy day today. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.